This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ugandan police say three suicide bombers carried out twin attacks near the capital, Kampala's central police station and parliament Tuesday, killing three people and injuring 33 others. Police spokesman Fred Enanga told reporters the suicide bombers exploded their devices 3 minutes apart just after 10 a.m. He said they were disguised as Boda Boda drivers, motorcycle taxis that are common in Kampala. The spokesman said the first bomber exploded his device at the Kampala Central Police Station checkpoint, with the second attack, which they believe involved two bombers, was along Parliament Avenue. Two bodies were found at the scene where the explosion occurred. Enanga said the attack appeared to be the work of the Allied Democratic Forces, a Central African affiliate of the Islamic State group, as it used suicide bombers and improvised explosions, a hallmark of their work. The group claimed responsibility to two similar attacks in the area last month. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping met Monday in a virtual summit that featured no breakthroughs but enabled the two global superpowers to engage on a series of sensitive issues and perhaps ease a relationship that has grown more strained over the past 5 years. In a 3.5-hour virtual conversation that the White House described as respectful, straightforward, and open, the two sides did not make pledges or break any new ground aside from established positions, but they discussed sensitive issues including trade, human rights, the South China Sea, and Taiwan, an issue that has been heating up in recent weeks leading up to the talks. Brookings Institute Foreign Policy Senior Fellow Bruce Jones told the Associated Press the talks were a good start towards warming relations, but the true test of their success will be the public policy that follows. This is VOA News. Jury deliberations began Tuesday in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in the Midwestern city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse is charged with the shooting deaths of two men and wounding a third during a chaotic night of protests in August 2020 against racial injustice in Kenosha. The protests were sparked by the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who was left paralyzed from the waist down. In closing arguments Monday, prosecutors said Rittenhouse, then 17, provoked bloodshed by bringing a semi-automatic rifle to a protest and menacing others, then walking off like a hero in a Western after the killings of the two men. Rittenhouse's lawyer said his client, who has pleaded not guilty, acted in self-defense after being ambushed by a, quote, crazy person he feared would take away his gun and use it to kill him. Rittenhouse faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison if convicted of first-degree intentional homicide, the most serious of the charges against him. Polish border forces said Tuesday they were attacked by migrants throwing stones at the border with Belarus and responded by using water cannons against them. The clashes marked an escalation in a tense migration and political crisis at the eastern border of the European Union and NATO, in which the lives of thousands of migrants who are being used as proxies by Belarus are at stake. Police said the migrants were given gas grenades and other weapons by Belarusian forces, who directed the entire violent operation with a drone. The Poland Border Guard agency posted video to their Twitter account showing a water cannon being directed across the border at a group of migrants in a makeshift camp in freezing weather. Polish police said one officer was seriously injured when he was struck by a rock and was taken by ambulance to a local hospital for a likely skull fracture. The EU accuses the authoritarian regime of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko of orchestrating a migration crisis at the borders of its three members, Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia, to try to destabilize the entire 27-nation bloc. Most of the migrants are fleeing poverty or hopelessness in Syria and Iraq and hope to reach Western Europe. To date, there have been reports of 11 deaths. Security agencies in Kenya are searching for three convicted terror suspects who escaped from a prison in Nairobi Monday. The three men escaped from Kamiti Prison, the largest maximum security prison in Kenya. Police Tuesday arrested seven prison wardens in connection with the escape. A police spokesman said the jailbreakers are still at large and the arrested wardens are helping with the investigation as to how the men were able to flee. Among the three convicts is Mohammed Ali Abakar, convicted in his role for al-Shabaab's attack on Garissa University in April 2015. That attack killed at least 148 people, most of them students. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.